Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I am waiting on a back procedure. I am taking the Monfato injection once a week that I was
being
allergic to.
That's a winner.
That's great. You, of all people, the man that at one point your organs were failing.
That's right.
Has never broken a bone.
He's fallen.
No car accident.
No.
No falling off a stage ladder.
No, none of that. Like in a theater production? Mike, when I was in Cats, the elevator malfunctioned. Nearly killed me.
I don't know.
I was Rum Tum Tugger, and it nearly killed me.
There's a whole ritual where we put Santos on the couch in our little living room, and we throw dog TV on. I throw the latest episode, which is 4 hours of dogs playing in the park. Mm-hmm. And then he gets up on his little stoop and watches the TV and we leave.
That's what I do with Carrie.
There it is.
And she's happy as a clam.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podville Media Facility in Washington, D.C. and around the world. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to the party, and please join us along with our friends in great places like Two Egg, Florida, Killeen, Texas, Nampa, Idaho, Flemington, New Jersey, and Stonington, Maine, along with Davos, Switzerland, a beautiful place to be. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and I usually, for many, many moons, have come in here and railed against big corporations, especially when it came to insurance companies. Cable company.
Yeah.
The big entities where you're a number. I am here to tell you that yesterday I spent the bulk of my day going through the unnecessary subscriptions that I have to stuff. I got an app for it.
Oh, wow.
Not really an app, but I got a service for it where I was able to collectively organize God almighty, all the little things. The number of articles that I have been so curious about that I have ended up subscribing to something is stunning to me. And I was
To click through on Facebook, like you see something and you've reached your
not necessarily that, but I would do a Google news search, and with my Google News search, a story would pop up and I'd be fascinated by it. And I would be so curious about it that when I opened up the source and they said you have to subscribe to get it, I would go ahead and do that. Now, the plan has been for quite some time. I may have spoken about this to edit this and get this taken care of.
Well, I think I did the same thing, and I think it sort of inspired you. Because
I'm faking it today, guys.
Why don't you tell people that you hate the world?
Please. I am.
Just tell them how you feel.
I have had back injuries. I have had ACL replacements in my knee. I have had my nose broken twice. I have been in a various state of circumstances. I've done shows with migraines.
Yeah.
I have done shows with deaths in the family. I have done shows under every circumstance. But today, this wrist I was trying to put the back on a watch, and it ain't getting better. It's getting worse. I'm going to the doctor right after the show is over. I have never experienced, it's just in the last hour or so, I am sitting here trying to move my hand.
My hand.
I've never experienced pain like this in my life.
Had a brace on when we signed on. Was that helping at all?
No, nothing's helping.
Okay.
Nothing's helping at all.
Is there a possibility that you fractured your own wrist?
I think so, yeah. Now I'm beginning to think that maybe with a compression fracture that I did something severe, but I hoped.
Did you put pliers to your wrist?
When I was out there, what's that? Did I what? No, I didn't. What I did was, Oscar, I was pushing
body weight.
Down
your whole body weight.
And bending the wrist back And then it just was a slow burn. And I have to talk about it because I talk about everything that's on my mind. And I'm coming in here like a whiny little biatch.
Yeah.
And I am very frustrated that I'm whining about this because God knows Rob Spiewak has performed with much worse circumstances, even within the last year.
Yeah, but he was hammered.
Maybe you need to drink, Mike. Because up until it almost killed me, it kept me alive.
Yeah, you're like, oh, this is sustaining.
That is as far. That is as far as I can bend.
Where does it hurt?
Back.
Yeah,
exactly on your wrist.
Right.
Show me on the doll.
Right there.
Okay. That's where
it's and does it right manifest there. Itself down to your Mike fingers is, as well, or is it a centralized pain?
It's a centralized pain in the wrist. It's throb.
Yeah, Mike is touching and pointing at his wrist.
I think the fracture is a smart bet.
But how could I move my fingers if I fractured my wrist?
It's a baby fracture. That is something happened. It's because it's not nerve if it's not manifesting itself in your fingers, I don't think.
It sucks.
Well, it does suck.
It
sucks.
This is tough. And we'll all get here someday, not just Rob or I, but our listenership. Are we in Boniva territory?
You mean like where the bones themselves
they're brittle
would have a level? Yeah. I wouldn't doubt that this is something, if I did it at 25, I wouldn't have the same problem. I'm pretty sure that would be the
case.
Are
you drinking a glass of whole milk every day?
No, but maybe that's it. I don't know. But I'm, you know.
What's a bone density test look
like? Right now, my health situation is precarious.
Dire.
I mean, I've had you've had bad, really bad health.
Yes.
I am, my situation, I am waiting on a back procedure. I am taking the Monfato injection once a week that I was
winner
being allergic to.
That's a winner.
That's great.
So they I have to take an allergy thing, what do they call it,
antihistamine.
Yeah,
an antihistamine an hour before I go get the injection, and then sit and wait an hour, and in the meantime the doctor over there is going to look at my wrist. Which is now added to that. When I was doing stuff, I didn't get hurt. Now that I'm sitting my ass home.
When you stop moving, Mike, you said that to me years ago.
That's it. You die.
You die.
And I went on a power walk the other night. And then Carla asked me last night, and I said, no, I'm not up for it. I feel like crap. I'm throbbing. Mm. And I could have gone. I don't play well with this pain. I play well with lots of pain, but I don't. This one I don't play well.
Thank you for letting
me get that off my chest.
When you power walk, you sometimes walk on your hands, and so that was not a possibility.
He's got to fling those hands up and down.
I sometimes could reach through this monitor and tear your.
I know I'm safe because you only have one hand today. You can't rip me apart today.
Go ahead.
Okay, this is I think a fair question. There are certain ailments that and maybe this is, chauvinistic or machismo, but you try to hide from your loved one because you don't want to seem like you're, a broken bird that cannot provide or you're getting older.
With the back, I do that all the time.
Okay,
I don't tell anybody what's that. With the back, and especially when I'm out there playing,
Right,
pain, you're not going to bitch about it.
You don't say to your friend, ow.
Ow, guys, I don't want to play today. I almost called you.
I am right now finding relief by taking my fingers and pulling it back over and see the swelling.
Yeah, you've got some tendon issues.
Yeah.
It's a tendon thing. So that's what it is. And I think it's going to resolve, but right now it's not resolving. I'm going to tell you, I just go through a lot of different stuff and don't even think about it. This is kind of hard to ignore. Took my kid to school today. Drove him one-handed. Carla had this left over for when she had, what's that thing you get when you're...
Carpal tunnel.
So I threw that on, and that was...
What about, that? I don't think that's sized for you.
It fit me well.
A lot of people don't know Mike has dainty hands.
What about a sling? A sling around your shoulder.
I swear to God today, you are so shecky.
No, it's not me,
you
Mike.
You are so shecky
Trust
today.
Trust me. It's not me.
It's not me.
God, no.
Dainty hands. I'll give you your dainty hands.
What about a sling? Can't you make a sling out of a towel?
Yeah.
I don't think I need a sling.
Immobilize.
I don't need a sling. Mm. I'll find out, hopefully. So anyway, getting back to my... thank you for letting me vent that. Please.
Have you taken any painkillers, even if it's just like
ibuprofen?
No, because
I got to take 5,000 things today.
All right.
To get ready for this other thing I'm doing.
You got to get skinny.
Yeah.
And I'm not. I'm flat. I'm going to be heavier when I go in today. La la la. La 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 la. Ben, I swear to God. You know what? 1,800 calories a day.
It's, wow, that's not very many.
No, it's the whole. I'm so mad today. I'm so sad. I'm so down. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. I'll get through it. The show is my, I found it's my ray of light.
I found a wrist exercise that may alleviate pain.
Okay.
It's a good video day. I know this sounds, and I don't want you to hurt yourself.
But does it put your fingers together?
No. Can you take your hands and just make a triangle with both of them? Like, use your one hand to aid your other hand. How does that feel? Mike's trying it now for those of you at home just
I'm
listening.
Pressing on it.
Yes.
Looks like he's praying.
Yeah. Hey. Looks like he's praying.
It does.
Looks like I can't figure out how to have Mike connect with the show.
Oh, no. Don't be mean.
12.
Don't be mean.
I didn't hurt your wrist.
Yeah, but do we not have the same problem we've had the last 2 days?
Oh, I agree. God. Zoom's a disaster.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. All right. Blame it on Zoom. Yeah. Blame it on the multi-billion dollar corporation.
How does your wrist feel now that you're doing Oscar's magic?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
While you were doing the pyramid thing, though, did it feel better?
The man's in pain.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got there.
So there's something.
We just have to learn how to reverse.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of that position.
Okay, yeah. I'm out.
Guys, enjoy the show. Later.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. That was a great video day.
It is.
I'm such a candy ass.
You're not.
Such a candy
ass. You are not. You have proven in the past that you are not. This must really be a tragic pain.
So this thing that I do yesterday, I go through and it is blissful. Now, they have a thing on this app. I'm not going to mention them by name because I don't know whether they're that good or not. But it helped me where they can quit for you. They can unsubscribe for you. They can do that. But they want a taste of it.
Yeah,
of course.
When they lower your bills or do that. So they say you can do it yourself. Well, I'm doing it myself. And the best way really to cut the cord on that, not cut the cord. No. To eliminate some of these unnecessary subscriptions is to use a phone number if they've got a phone number.
Yes.
And then you get on and you tell them why I'm just trying to lower my bills. Yeah. It's too expensive. And they're great and it's bing, bang, boom. But after that was all done, I was still motivated because my greatest extravagance for years and years and years has been I get everything on DirecTV.
Yes.
About 5% of which I really use. And I get this lady... And her name is Tanya, and I will tell you that with all the bitching I've done before, this lady was spectacular. I don't think I was on the phone with her for more than 15 minutes. And in that 15 minutes, she took me from astronomical to the bare minimum and did it while I was on the phone.
Yeah.
Don't ever believe. When you are dealing with DirecTV, that they can't do everything for you. Now, it was, since I've been a customer for so long, I was in the loyalty department.
Yeah, 25 years, baby.
Of course.
And she was, I said, I told her I loved her.
Yeah.
That's how special she was to me. Yep. And I got
then
off
people
the phone.
Showed up at your front door. As
it was spectacular.
Do.
Yeah. Yeah. It was spectacular. I was so happy. And then I said, all right, honey, now back to the other behemoth from AT&T. I'm going to move on to the phone bill.
Yeah.
And the phone bill lady did dick. Not a cent.
Nothing.
Not a penny. This is the only program we offer that has all the. And goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Hello, Verizon. Looking forward to Verizon. Doing Paul Giamatti, even though you don't make any new commercials. Because you don't make commercials, I'm still going that route with you,
Verizon
my three family.
I am going, my mom will be AT&T.
As soon as I get all these medical
Verizon.
Issues resolved, I will be going
to We're also
to
suspect
the
of
Verizon
AT&T's
store.
Politics, Mike.
Yes.
You know,
amen.
What they've done.
When
amen.
You were on the phone with DirecTV, did they bring up the fact that you were a longtime client or did you have to bring it up?
The first person I talked to told me I should get into the loyalty department. That
That's
they
smart.
Help with stuff
That's
like
exactly
that.
Right. They are so scared of losing a customer, especially a 20-year-plus customer. They'll do anything
I don't know,
for you.
But certainly the phone people don't give a shit.
No. Sorry about my language.
No, they don't. They don't.
But they don't. And, you know, the phone people were... the phone people were good. The phone people were, I'm sorry.
No, you got to get through your pain. We get it. I remember, I think I thought I fractured a toe when I was younger somehow. Mm-hmm. That was the worst pain of all the pains. Like you can have bad back pain, but it's when something, it's you know what, Mike? It's something you use on a regular basis and you take it for granted.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah. I mean, I'm one-handed. That's the way I can't lift up a salt shaker.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, this will shock you.
You don't have to shake hands now, which is great.
And I know you
I've always dreamed of that.
You probably have a predestined, you know, thought of the way I am. I have never broken a bone. Ever.
You haven't?
No.
Wait. You, of all people, the man that was, you know, at one point, your organs were failing.
That's right.
Has never broken a bone.
He's fallen. He's fallen multiple times. He's lucky he hasn't broken a bone.
You're true. You're true, duh. I shouldn't have said you're true.
Wow.
But yeah, I've never broken a bone.
No car accident.
No.
No falling off, you know, a stage ladder.
No, none of that. Like in a theater production? Yes. Mike, when I was in Cats... The elevator malfunctioned, nearly killed me.
I don't know.
I was Rum Tum Tugger, and it nearly killed me.
I texted with Rob Spiewak yesterday.
Yes.
After I was running through my new lineup.
Yes.
And it's
I
great.
I wondered how you lighted on that.
I wanted to see if I had Turner Classic Movies, and I did.
Good.
Which was great, and I had CNN. And all the crap where you can, you know,
when I adjust
all the stuff you want, I get online anyway. So it's kind of like a variant of cord cutting that I did yesterday.
When I adjust on DirecTV, I start with Turner Classic Movies. Mm-hmm. I say, I have to have a package that has that. Where can we go from there? And so I'm glad
you
still
have
it.
That's not what I did. I just said she took care of all of it.
Yeah.
She did. I said, I don't need all this.
You don't need AMC.
You're going to need to reprogram your remote so you're not seeing all the channels you don't have.
This is true. This is true.
And that's a pain.
Do you think you...
Not a pain like that.
No, you poor guy's wincing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad. It's you know what it's like? It's like seeing your parents get sick.
Or your grandparents.
Right?
Yeah. This isn't sick, though. This is just an injury that I did.
Well, you don't want to see you in pain.
You're really milking
that back. That helped. That helped. So anyway, you just can't have it flapping around. So anyway, it was really... It was really a breath of fresh air to
do you have the home box office or are you streaming HBO?
No, I don't have the home box office.
Okay, no show.
I'm streaming
Showtime.
That. I'll do HBO Max.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
AT&T.
Yeah.
And that's it. But
with AT&T, you should get HBO Max.
But it was stunning to me.
They bone you.
What do you pay for your phone? What do you pay for your phone a month?
Because we have four lines for the kids.
Oh, so you're both taking care of you.
Yeah,
I'll ask Oscar.
Yeah, please.
What do you pay for your phone?
$127.
Okay.
I think ours is in the
unlimited plan.
I'm probably double that.
Do you take care of your wife and everybody else in your plan?
Wife and son.
Okay, so
three lines.
So my wife and I are in separate plans. We haven't. I think that comes at a 10-year anniversary, not five.
Okay.
I take care of everything else.
They got a big promotion. I don't know if you've seen, Einstein and Scrooge.
I joke, by the way, because in fairness to me. I have this legacy plan that gives you unlimited internet that the Verizon legally can't throttle because I bought it 10 years ago.
What do you mean they can't throttle? I'm confused.
So if you buy an unlimited plan today, mm-hmm. off the shelf, they will throttle your plan.
Slow it down.
Slow it down as you use more data. Over a decade ago, they had a $50 unlimited data plan when $50 is a lot of money for data.
Yeah.
And I had purchased that on top of my minutes plan, if you all remember when that happened.
And you got 80 texts a month.
Yeah, so so for me, when I got the letter from Verizon, they said, hi, just to let you know that we have this wonderful promotion that we can get you off the unlimited plan if we go into this other plan. I could possibly be paying $80 a month and get the same plan.
Okay, all right.
But this is the rub. If I take that plan... My legacy plan that they do not throttle.
Right.
So if we're on a remote broadcast and I have to broadcast off this phone.
The original agreement you signed.
Yes. Yeah. Because legally they offered
it. They wipe it out.
Mm-hmm.
And every month they send me something to wipe it out.
That's what they
right
want to
do. How many lines do you have on your plan?
One.
Really?
Yeah.
See, if you look at the commercial, you should be getting that for $25.
Yes.
A month.
Yeah. Correct. But I'm unlimited, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the reason.
Is that unlimited data?
Unlimited data without throttling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think
I could go to the moon, and I better not slow down my Netflix.
I wish you would.
Are we really free in America?
No.
Are we really, really free?
Pony, you know more about this than I do. All we do is look at data plans for work.
This is true. And yeah, once you hit a certain cap every month, they will bring your data rate down more and more
and more. They'll slow it down.
Yeah, until you just basically have a crap data plan until the next month.
I don't want to be slow, Mike. I want to be fast.
Yeah.
Fast, fast, fast.
I get it. I don't know what I need. That's how out of it I am. But I will tell you the journey continues. And I just simply, when you're not going to work with me at all, I say sayonara. And I'm thinking about, hey, look, does it have to be the biggies? Does it have to be the biggies? Well, what's Deadpool out there selling? Isn't he hawking something too?
Someone big's about to buy that.
Yeah, he has his
own. T-Mobile, if I'm not mistaken.
What's the name of his
outfit? Mint Mobile.
You know what? And Ryan, I will tell you, screw you if that happens.
Why?
You know what I mean? Well, because
you know
what?
He can't make a buck? He can't be a capitalist?
Yeah, he didn't set out to help us, Mike. He set out to make money.
I get it. That's the way that works. That's unfortunate.
And he makes gin.
That's a drag for me. That's he makes gin, too. So, you know, they all have it. But anyway.
That's your la-la-la, Mike. I have a cell phone company and gin. La-la-la. That's it.
Yeah, la-la-la.
Yeah, well, if you remember, Mike, and this is not a conspiracy, and I know I'm going to go political, but who cares?
So what are they?
AT&T helped build One America News. So you got to get rid of them anyways.
Okay. Goodbye. Okay. Although they're DirecTV, and I love DirecTV.
Well, you know what? You got to choose who you dance with, Mike.
No, I'm fine. I'm saying the lady was very helpful for me. So that's wonderful. But everybody should take the time to do that and make adjustments. And, you know, and as we
One afternoon makes a difference. It really does.
It really is. It's just making the effort to do it and taking the time to pay attention to what you got. And I was very, very happy.
Did you hold on to Peacock, Mike?
That was one of the ones that I, Disney. Oh, that was so satisfying
to get rid of
Disney. What everybody does this, you get a show that you want to see that everybody's watching.
Right.
And they might have one every 2 years, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
One show that's like super crazy
yes.
And things and everything and stuff. And then you, you take that and you subscribe for the free month or whatever that you're going to get. And then you forget.
Of course you always
that's
do.
That's what they count on. They count on that. So it was so nice saying, bye-bye, Disney. Bye-bye. You know?
But I have Disney through
Hulu. I got the Hulu package.
It's a pack and ESPN, which Robert lives by. So
plus?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I look at, let me tell you what I look at on the TV.
Yes.
I look at Amazon Prime.
Yes.
And by the way, Netflix, which recently.
Bang for your buck.
Let me just say about Netflix, I don't know what they've done. Now, are there a lot of subtitles? Yes, there are, but it doesn't matter because there's some amazing content on Netflix.
Yeah.
I was saying to my wife, who was doing her little phone business selling skin cream last night, you know, supporting me.
Are you sure she's doing business or is she maybe looking at TikTok as well?
She might be playing a puzzle game.
Yeah, because when I watch TV, now I have to mentally tune out. Just, you know, 6 feet down the couch.
That's the way.
But anywho,
I'm going through this, and this is like one after the other after the other. I said, I feel like I'm at a great restaurant with a large menu.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I felt.
That's how I feel about
none of the other ones.
The TMOS bonus show subscription. You've got
the TMOS bonus show subscription.
Don't you dare.
Something for everybody.
Yeah,
America.
I'll never cut that one.
Right, Pony?
Because I don't pay for it anyway. Anyway, it's truly, truly special to finally get somebody. And Tanya, if you are listening, as Tanya. I told you to, listen on this show. You are special and you are wonderful. And you're right over there in Fort Lauderdale, which was fantastic. Because
she really?
How many times have you waded through, 15 people that speaking our language is, well, they technically, I guess they do, but that's where it ends.
And they also,
the nuance is lost.
And they stick to the script. Don't tell me there's not a script. There's a
script.
Absolutely.
There's a script. And there was a 15-minute script that I said, hold it.
We've done this.
I'd like to speak to customer loyal, and then finally you get
I bet
there
you get, Mike, you all, what you only get is, I'm very sorry you're going through this or having this difficulty. Maybe we can troubleshoot it right here.
Yeah, that, it's just, and it's right off a page.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm blissfully happy. And then
how much did you save, you think? Over $100 a month?
At least.
Well, I mean, you seem like that's a low, $200 a month?
Yes.
That's a car payment. Well, not, yeah. not these days. Yeah. It used to be. Yeah.
No, but I mean, that's how good it was.
That's amazing. Awesome. What a great
maybe
feeling.
A little change on, maybe
what
a little change
great
on top of
feeling.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Do I have everything? No, not even close, but I don't care. Got my local stations.
Yeah.
And I've got CNN. And I've got my Fox News channel, which I live by, as you know. And, you know, and I've
and
got my little
Turner
old
Classic
movies.
Yeah.
Did you need a lot more.
Are you still subscribing to Paramount Plus, or have you ever subscribed to Paramount Plus?
I don't remember, but I don't think I think I was, and I'm not anymore.
I like Paramount Plus because I went a little deeper, and I didn't realize this. That gives you access to all the Showtime titles.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so Paramount Plus, but I mean.
Yeah.
You get that with commercials. It's not much.
You get it. Look, the FX Plus is garbage.
Yep.
AMC Plus, garbage.
Discovery Plus, garbage.
My dog TV, Santos can watch reruns. I'm fine with that.
Dog TV.
Reruns?
Yeah, you got to pay to watch the new episodes.
Dog TV.
You don't know
about
this?
The dog TV.
Mike, we leave the house, and if we have to leave the house at home, there's a whole ritual where we put Santos on the couch in our little living room.
Right.
And I throw dog TV on. I throw the latest episode of just 4 hours of dogs playing in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets up on his little stoop and watches the TV while, and we leave.
That's what I do with Carrie.
There it is.
And she's happy as a clam.
May I offer, speaking of familia, may I offer a shout out to my boy again, please?
Of course.
And I don't call him my boy. Your friend
who's
Brad
your boy?
Calls his son the boy. My son, Michael, who... 100 on his states of the southern region or whatever the hell it was. And
oh my god, he's going through that thing where he has to learn about each of the states in hunks, right?
It's states and capitals.
Oh, the
and
worst,
then the name
yeah.
of the state. Would you like? All right, I'll give Rob the quiz because he had a very good grades when he was
yes.
a child.
Yes.
What is the capital of South Carolina?
South Carolina, is it Burlington?
No.
What is it?
Hell?
Is
Columbia.
Columbia. Okay. All right.
And what is South Carolina referred to as?
A drive-through state.
You know how we've got the nutmeg state?
Yeah,
for
yeah. South Carolina.
What is South Carolina?
I have no idea. I don't know that it has. I didn't
it's
know
the
it
Palmetto has. State, Rob.
Oh, for like the bug.
It's the palmetto or the tree.
The tree.
Yeah, but I think we know it's the bug.
The flora.
Yeah.
You know. How about let's go to Alabama.
That Alabama.
What is the capital of Alabama?
Is it not Birmingham?
It's Montgomery.
Ah, but Birmingham is in Alabama, so I'm getting closer.
And what is Alabama referred to as?
The meth capital of the United States.
The heart of Dixie.
The heart of Dixie. Oh, well, that'll change.
I'm doing this off
give
the top
more,
of my
give
head.
Give us more. This
I
is
studied
great.
With
I
my
like
kids.
This. I like this.
Louisiana.
Louisiana, Baton Rouge.
That is correct. That
right.
is the
Thank
capital.
Thank you. It means red
and
stick, Oscar.
Louisiana know. Is... I don't think it's that.
Is it something to do with the bayou?
I think it might be the Magnolia State. But I think I'm wrong about that. I think that's another southern state.
Yeah, that would maybe one of the Carolinas might be Magnolia. Mm-hmm. What is the Louisiana nickname?
North Carolina
it's
is
Magnolia.
Not. It is the Magnolia.
Look
I got
you.
It right.
Look
North Carolina is the Tar Heel state.
Okay, that I can see.
What is the capital of North Carolina?
Is it Charlotte?
I think it's Raleigh.
Raleigh, yes, makes sense. I'm horrible. I was never good with states and capitals.
How about Georgia?
Georgia is, you want to say Atlanta, but it's not Atlanta, is it?
It is Atlanta.
Okay.
But you, I don't
and
think
what
you
is
got
the state
any
called?
Of them right.
What is
Georgia,
the state called?
The Peach State.
The Peach State. Yes, it is.
Of you course.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. And then, of course, Florida was included, too.
Okay. And that is Tallahassee, Jacksonville. That's, no, Tallahassee is the capital, right?
Tallahassee is the right. is the capital of Florida.
And I believe the nickname of Florida is the future of America.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
No, it's the Sunshine.
Sunshine State. And I bet they had to arm wrestle California for that
so
one.
So he's uptight about it. And this is after coming off one. Just to see, I didn't get grades like he gets.
He's got great recall.
He's got amazing recall. Yeah. What is he talking to me on the ride to school today? He is talking to me on the ride to school about, it can be anything from nuclear fusion to, oh my God. Of course, I can't retain the conversation.
Yeah, well, you're in pain.
Because I'm a big wuss that's got a sore ribs, dude.
Fine.
But he's going through all this stuff. He's on a field trip today, and he hasn't had a field trip in his entire academic career.
I would think that for the last 3 years, field trips were like an impossibility.
They are going to the Aquatic Center up the road in Sarasota, Florida today, and he's going to see manatees, and he's going to see dolphins, and he is out of his mind, and he's sitting next to his buddy Kyler, and they're just unbelievably excited. And I felt, I mean, everything physically for me, throw out the window because I'm so happy for him and what he's going through, and he's just rattling off these statistics and these ideas and the brain, and I realize on a daily basis, and for how so many of you parents know what I'm talking about, when your child is brighter than you are, it is the most amazing feeling in the world that he is able to just have all of these different interests and spew out this information, and it makes me, he's given me,
it makes you beam
my life
with joy, right? Because
really,
you're like, he's going to be okay. Everything's going
to
be okay.
And then the sweetness factor where he's nine comes in and we put him down to bed. I put him down to bed and he comes around the corner because he had to get up early today, a little earlier to go on this field trip. I said, you got to go to bed. And he comes around. He's got his little pajama bottoms on. He doesn't have a shirt on. And he goes, Dad, Dad. And I'm like, what? Sitting there nursing my wrist. Playing my video slots. I'm like, what? This is daddy time. And he goes, Dad, Dad. And I'm like, okay, come over here. So, where's mom? And I'm thinking, what do you want? Do you want to eat something? Do you want a snack? He said, I want to give her a hug.
Oh, wow.
My God. It was going thubba-dump, thubba-dump, explode. It's great. Life is good. I'm
he's
not going to complain
your
about
boy.
Stuff.
That's sweet.
It's
so he starts pushing you out of the way.
How long is that going to last, though? When did Luca make the switch? When did Robert make the switch?
Probably Luca just made the switch.
He's 13, right?
Luca, no. Luca now is 16.
Oh, he's 16, so it goes to maybe 14
or 15?
No,
I think without a pandemic, because for 2 years, he like froze in time as a child.
Okay, so he didn't have the natural.
He didn't have
all
the
parents
natural,
are crap.
Yes, so we got overtime.
When did Robert make the flip?
So Robert 13, 14.
Robert was
13 or 14.
Was a really sweet kid when he was younger, but I think by the time he was like 14 or 15 weeks old.
No, really?
No, I think 13, probably 14? About 12. 12, I think.
12.
Yeah, but you know what, Mike? Here's the good news. It comes back.
Yeah.
If they're innately good kids, it comes back. You're just going to have a really bad 7 or 8 years, and then it comes back.
And that's going to be the 7 or 8 years where I'm kind of turning into, Carla, something else fell off of me.
Mike, he might have a reason to hate you during those 7 years.
No, I think I was kinder to my dad because my dad was older. Yeah. I think I might get the same thing from him. But, but he wasn't able to fix my wrist. And we'll see what happens with that. But I have found a position that's absolutely comfortable, and I'm onward and upward when it comes to the show. Whoa,
you look,
whoa.
You look good, yeah. Bob Dole.
He's fine.
Can you hold a pen in
You're
that?
Fine.
Can you hold a pen?
No,
in that?
Let's not mock a great American hero.
I'm not.
Come on.
I'm helping Mike.
No, Mike. This is again a great video day.
Dun 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 dun.
Oh, you can, yeah.
Even in extraordinary pain, you bring me such joy.
Pain dissipated. I, at the beginning of the show, when I took this thing off and I was hanging around, I thought I was going to, and I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to do it and say, please finish this show without me. No, I'm back. I'm back.
Back, baby.
All it takes is a little momentary easing of pain. Just like I say when I'm dealing with Pony, each and every day. That's the way it works. We have to take a break. We will come back with something. That's right, the homepage.
Yes,
right here. And
HP.
Later in the program, getting ready for the conference championship games in both the AFC and the NFC. Nicholas Diamond will be here to talk football. Big show. We'll be right back, everybody.
It may be cold outside,
but the specials are on fire. At Trader Mike's Discount Shack.
Trader Mike is moving only a few feet to a new location.
It's the Sistine Chapel on a floor
that you can eat.
And he's willing to do what it takes to make a deal.
Check out these deals.
I have acquired, over my lifetime, way too many golf clubs.
Here. A lot of them are broken.
I do have a shop vac. I have a squeegee, and I have a light bulb changer.
Trader Mike is stacking the specials high and letting them fly.
He's stacking them deep and selling them cheap.
But that's not all. You can find more great deals through Target and Walmart when you click on the shopping center banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Treat yourself.
Hurry, folks, because these deals are crazy.
Trust me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. This portion of our program is brought to you by the good people at Liquid IV. I've told you about Liquid IV for a good long time. I love it. You're going to love it as well. And I'm working on that right now.
I love texting one of the team members, because I'm a diva.
Yes.
During the show, and saying Liquid IV strawberry.
Yeah, you
and
can name the flavor.
Strawberry. And then within, let's be honest, 15 minutes, something comes.
Yeah, something with a delightful pink hue.
A vessel.
And a wonderful flavor that will keep you hydrated through the day. Yeah. Liquid IV has been with us longer than many of our clients. And it's a good thing to remind our listeners not only what a great partner they are, but what a great product they make. It is amazing.
Yeah, and there's no better way to maximize your day than by making sure you're feeling like your best self. Liquid IV is the category-winning hydration brand fueling your well-being, and their hydration multiplier just may be the one product you're missing in your daily routine. Mm. In just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than water alone. Use it first thing in the morning. You can use it before a workout, after a workout, when you feel run down, after a long flight, after a night out. You know, you can
take
do that
it before
as well.
You go out.
Yeah, especially.
Liquid IV before you go out.
Right, and
that's
after.
Right. Yeah. After. Before, after,
I
during.
Like to, I like to pregame and postgame.
Attaboy.
You know, it's wonderful, and shower with it. All right? Go ahead and shower with it.
You've that's never smelled better, Mike.
I think it's fantastic stuff, and it's great stuff. Some of it's really fine.
Yeah, that's
grab
a really
your Liquid IV
great outfit.
In bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, ladies and gentlemen. And we start today. Where's my thing? Jeremy Renner was trying to save his nephew when he was crushed by his massive snow grooming machine.
Oh, man.
That's according to the newly released incident report from a Nevada sheriff's office. Police say Jeremy had just helped free his nephew's car from the snow when the vehicle started sliding sideways. Jeremy jumped out of it, but then he realized that it was heading towards his nephew. Okay, so he freed his nephew's car from the snow.
Yeah.
I guess the vehicle is the snow grooming machine, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's when he ran towards the... he basically is trying to save his nephew.
And you know, Jeremy, love the fact that this didn't come out when he was originally talking about the story, because he could have easily leaned on this, say, look
Hero
at me,
factor,
what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just said, thank you for caring about me, and it came out later.
He didn't set the parking brake. It's funny, you know, when my mom basically got run over by her own cars because she didn't pull it fully in park.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, only with a devastatingly difficult machine and crushing machine.
Yeah.
Jeremy tried to jump back into the vehicle to divert or stop it. In order to get back into the cab, though, he had to step on one of the tracks, which pulled him under and ran him over. While the report states that Jeremy didn't set the parking brake, it also suggests mechanical issues may have been a factor, because the brake light indicator inside the cab wasn't functioning.
Man,
when you see the size of those things, you see how large they are. That is really scary.
Being sucked in by machinery is something that is really
lucky to
horrifying.
Be alive.
Absolutely.
She's back in the news. Police did a welfare check on Britney Spears Tuesday night at around 11.
There's no need for that applause.
A wonderful time.
At around 11 p.m., but they determined she wasn't in any danger. The reason they conducted the check was a little weird. Apparently, Brittany deleted her Instagram account, which she's done like 50 times
in the
last few years. Yeah. And her fans got worried and started calling. I want to know, why did she delete her account? That guy, remember him?
Chris Crocker.
Yeah, that you remember. Yeah. In recent weeks, Brittany has been getting upset at a restaurant when other she got upset at a restaurant when other patrons started filming her and supposedly changing her name to River Red.
Okay. That's not okay.
I watched that clip. It's a little disturbing, but not, I don't know. I feel like it's not off brand for Britney Spears now, especially that now that she's free to do what she wants from the conservatorship.
Leave Britney alone!
There he is.
No, but you don't go into...
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
Sorry.
No!
No!
You don't go into a public place and not at that level of celebrity.
There are so many different angles in people's phones.
There's a trash factor, too.
The weird thing is that,
about that
when Britney, she said the reason she deleted her account was she was saving her nephew. I don't understand that.
Thank you, Rob. Let me get the thing. Thank you. Gisele Bündchen was spotted this week spending more quality time with the family jiu-jitsu instructor.
Look out. Yeah.
His name, God, does this sound like a walking penis? Joaquin Valente.
Did he, Mike, does he say hello to her at any point? I'm just curious as I bait for a tape.
He walks in, walks up. He has free reign to go right up the stairs into her bedroom, open the door and say,
hello.
He's really good looking, too.
Yeah, no lie.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
Joaquin Valente. Gisele, it's time for your lesson.
Now is the time you make it the chop.
They were horseback riding in Costa Rica.
Watch yourself, counselor.
Thank you.
Sources claim they're very close, but they don't have, quote, a traditional dating scenario. It sounds like that could change, though. Quote, whether or not it will ever become more rests on the table. A quote from who? A quote from who? Who's the quote from? You know?
The owner of the jiu-jitsu studio, Mike.
Yeah. By the way, Tom Brady was asked what he thought, and he said,
hello.
Yes.
For the record, Gisele's kids, 13-year-old Benjamin and 10-year-old Vivian, were along for the ride. So, well, I guess
they're
he's
in Costa Rica,
them
right?
Jiu-jitsu.
Correct?
Yeah, Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I saw they were both on horseback.
Yes, same horse?
Exciting. Nice. Different horse.
Okay. Oscar follows all that stuff. Yeah. All right, great list. Really, really good list today. Millennials on Twitter have been talking about things that boomers love saying. I got three into it. I didn't want to read the rest because I wanted to be surprised with you guys. Because they're not wrong. Here are the highlights. I'll go, let me go 14 all
Please.
The way up to number one. Let me see.
Boomers.
Saying number 14 is saying, not that there's anything wrong with that when it's finding out someone's gay.
Of course.
That's boomer.
Now that's a given DJ shtick.
Yeah, absolutely. Number 13, Rob did it yesterday. Landline, referring to the landline.
No. Yes, well, I finally cut it. Don't I get excused because I said I got rid of my landline?
It's gone.
Yeah. I don't cop to this. Number 12, pronouncing all the L's in the word tortilla. So tortilla?
Yeah, make yourself a damn quesadilla.
That's like Napoleon. Number 11, in all my years, I've used that. I am as guilty as anybody with that. Number 10, well, I guess it's free when an item they want to buy isn't ringing up.
Oh, God. As a person, I
never said that.
I hate that.
Yuck.
Oh, people do it.
Have you ever used the term, what's the damage?
Yes, I have.
Sure.
When it goes, you know, as far as how much something costs.
This is embarrassing.
What's the damage?
Let's see if this works. When handing over a credit card.
This is like the commercial.
No.
Yeah.
You're becoming your dad.
That's old.
Calling it pot instead of weed. That's a big one.
I call it
for
grass.
The boomers. Calling it the COVID is a boomer thing. And another one.
Yes.
I'm so guilty on this
list. This is great.
Calling it the $1 million question. That's the $1 million question.
Oh, that's horrible. That is so annoying.
Another one. These are bad. Whoever curated this list,
smart.
I give hats off to you. Sitting down and saying, sit here, I won't bite.
Oh.
Gross.
He's a boomer saying that at like a wedding.
I think I've heard that before.
And Number three, phone tag. We use that term. Yeah. I'm playing a little phone tag with you. And number two is just nuke it. When something could be warmed up in a microwave, we say nuke it.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I've never said anything else. That's it.
It's different when President Biden says it, though.
Number one is, I'm videoing this.
Oh.
There they are.
I'm videoing this I have heard. Yeah. And it's as gross as sit here, I won't bite.
Oh, yeah. I love that. That is awesome. So I think they did a good job with that. So kudos to whoever curated that. You're listening to The One-Handed Homepage. Moving right along, here are some health advice items you shouldn't follow. The New York Times talked to leading health experts, asked them to name the top nutritional myths or nutrition myths that they're sick of hearing. Myth number one, fresh fruit is healthier than frozen. Myth, not true.
Really?
How
Sometimes
is that possible?
The canned stuff has added sugar, but in general, canned, frozen, and dried fruit have all the same nutrients as fresh fruit, and it's cheaper.
Why do we have to pay more?
I always thought that dried fruit was like a sugar bomb.
You have to stay away from dried fruit because without the additional water in it, you eat more, so you get more of the sugar for the same amount
of fruit. Why don't
you
take a big, like, 30-ounce glass of water when you eat your dried fruit, then?
Well, I'm not the one who's eating dried fruit, but I guess you could.
I like dried fruit. Yes. Raisins.
Raisins are wonderful.
Myth number
not?
Two, plant-based milk is way healthier than cow's milk. Myth.
Good. I hate plant-based
milk. It does have fewer
milk.
Calories and less fat, but cow's milk has more than twice the protein. I didn't know
Ask your wrist about that.
Yeah. Hi, wrist.
Boniva. Some of the plant-based version also have added salt and sugar, so be careful.
Yeah. Watch out for salty milk, Mike.
Never give a toddler peanuts. That's a myth. We used to think eating them too early in life gave kids allergies. My son has a nut allergy.
Mm-hmm.
But now experts think it's the exact opposite. Feeding them stuff with peanuts in it might help them avoid allergies. Well, thanks for telling me now.
It's the only thing my parents fed me for 2 years was peanuts.
Peanuts.
Yeah.
Circus peanuts.
Exactly. You've seen them. The
sugar ones.
The orange marshmallow ones. Yes.
Myth number four, it's really hard for vegetarians to get enough protein. No, that's a myth. As long as you eat enough mix of veggies, it's easier than most people think. Nuts, grains, beans, lots of protein right there.
Beans.
And beans. Because you asked for it. Rob, perhaps every day.
Yes.
There'll be an opportunity. I just... God, I hate this soundboard!
Would you like me to send it to you again? It's okay, Mike.
Sad.
It's okay.
When you know you're having a bad day, a bad Thursday. Yeah. Always on Thursday, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You're having a bad Thursday when you can't get what is an epic fart out on your soundboard.
The 7-second fart.
Yeah.
Myth number five, basic nutritional advice changes constantly. The basic advice hasn't actually changed since the 50s. Don't eat too much and try to eat more plants than meat.
That's makes it. Sense. Yeah.
All right. There you go. You got it. So let's see what else I can screw up during
No. It's fine.
You're one-handed.
A 40-year-old. Wait, hold on. I don't want that.
There He's down
go.
A fin.
Here we go. Yeah. Now a little something something.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Wow. A 40-year-old woman in Florida named Casey Brazale went into a gas station convenience store on Monday, and at some point she started shoplifting. By the way, I know this because I've done this for a number of years. Get ready for the next month. It's going to be, I'm going to be conservative here. It will be 85% Florida kickers.
Why is that?
People go bat-ass down here this time. They're all down here now. People are down here. Mm. People are out of their minds. I watched the news today, and you might as well have been in Los Angeles. It was that much traffic crap going on. A little sheet of rain came in, and people went bat-ass. All right? 40-year-old woman, her name is Casey Brazale. She rolls into a gas station convenience store on Monday, and at some point, she started shoplifting, which people do down here when they're 40. The female clerk caught her, and there was an argument. Casey made her way to the door, and the clerk ran over to confront her. According to the police report, Casey pushed her and then struck her with two Slim Jim beef sticks that she was stealing.
My God.
The police caught Casey, who admitted to the Slim Jim attack. She was arrested and charged with simple assault and theft. We have a tape of what she said. They asked her why she did it, and she said, "This looks like a good place to beat somebody with a Slim Jim." That's a tribute to Macho, the late Macho Man Savage, who did the best Slim Jim commercials ever
Oh, yeah. This is like a good place to beat somebody up with a Slim Jim, brother.
If you are struck with a giant smoked meat stick, that is assault.
Yeah, but that's also that's a category.
Yeah. Happy Florida. We'll be right back.
There's lots to celebrate on the latest bonus show.
We've hit 3,000 like Pete Rose.
We need sun lamps in every single home in America.
But for 3,000, I'm lucky to have you guys, and I'm very lucky to have our wonderful listeners.
If you want fun and jocularity, you bring Rob. If you want execution and a job well done, you bring me.
I'm right here. I have a name.
You know, sometimes I think about 3,000 shows, and I wonder how the F I actually made it.
Mike, but I got a bad case of being a sleepy.
There is a chance that you will receive a commemorative 3,000 show pin.
Get a bonus show subscription and celebrate today. All you need to do is to send two box tops and the coupon from this Sunday's Parade magazine. Subscribe now at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Thank you, Jim Amato. If you need a New Year's resolution idea, I have a suggestion. Stop putting it off and finally get life insurance. Fabric by Gerber Life is the easy, all online solution that you, my friends, have been waiting for. Fabric's new lower prices could mean big savings over other providers. With great quality policies like $1 million in coverage for less than a dollar a day. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply, see your quote, and then all you do is tailor your quote to fit your family's needs. Plus, Fabric has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Cancel at any time. Fabric by Gerber Life was designed by parents for parents to help you get a high quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. You could be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. Protect your family today with Fabric by Gerber Life. Apply today in just 10 minutes at meetfabric.com/TMOS. That's meetfabric.com/TMOS. M-E-E-T fabric.com/TMOS. Here we go. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. Are we doing Nikki now or the next
one? One more break.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Hey, I'm Mike O'Mara. I'm an invalid.
You're not an invalid. Come on now. Come on.
I was watching the news yesterday. I saw Barack Obama, our former president.
Did he finally admit to being born elsewhere?
No. Okay. How dare he perpetuate that?
That was just a joke.
This is where the Leesburg comes out in you.
No, it's a joke.
When you joke about it, you make it real. How dare you?
People know I'm an idiot.
Isolate that.
Can you send me that, please?
Sure, Pony.
Please.
Make a note of that.
Absolutely.
Because I think we weren't talking and it stood alone.
No, we can get it. We can get it. Do you
send that along with a fart.
Do you
play them at the same time?
Well, it's a byproduct of
Good morning.
It's a byproduct of these top secret documents being found in
It's not everybody, but it is beginning to seem like it's a thing. It's time to say, Donald, you slipped away again. Yep. That's fine.
You greasy little
Just
guy.
Just let it. I'd say give it up, people. Yeah. They all do it. It's not anything exclusive. Whatever.
Well, they're showing all past presidents that the Library of Congress, I guess.
Yeah.
Reached out to just to say, this is what it felt like. It felt like a company that was getting audited by the IRS, and they said, hey, do you have some of those documents? You might have taken them home while we were working from home that one weekend at Kennebunkport.
Yeah.
Let's figure out what's going on.
Yeah. I think they need to just, everybody's got, look, every living president going through right now to say, what do we have? And they're all going to be honest about it.
Yeah.
And they're all going to be upfront about it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fine. You know what? I think it's time sometimes that we focus on the good. And the good is that decision, in my humble opinion. Now, if it results in nuclear war, you can come back and tell me that I was wrong, but it won't matter because we're all going to be incinerated. But I am very, very happy that we are sending the Leopard tanks, and America with their Abrams tanks that are technologically superior. Here's what I have an issue with, though. With government bureaucracy, all right? Mm-hmm. When he said it could be weeks, perhaps months, before these tanks get there. If we were being invaded, all right, if NATO was being invaded, if Germany was being invaded, if they were trying to come over to France, I don't think it would be months for those tanks to get there. Do this you?
No.
This is reminiscent of, and I'm not saying this is, look, I'm a terrible historian. I'm trying to be better about this, or a student of history, because I'm not a historian. I'm an idiot. I remember the scene in the movie about Winston Churchill.
Okay.
Which is called Churchill.
You're talking about the Americans getting into World War II.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he's on the phone in this bunker, and he's asking President Roosevelt for the planes.
Right.
And if we could just get a few planes, like this is, mm-hmm. they're on the ropes, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, I just can't do that. Well, maybe if we pull the planes across the border to Canada,
yep.
On horseback, your guys can pick them up from Canada, and then we can get them over.
Same thing.
Doesn't it feel like that?
Like, yeah. It is the same thing.
We can't get involved, but we can get involved.
We've committed to it. Now, get your asses in gear. And by the way, the industrial military complex, okay, well, how much do we spend getting these things built, manufacturing these things? Like, this is a great test drive for them, right?
Mm-hmm. If you can import a beautiful saline tricked out vehicle from Japan to Vegas.
Precisely.
For an effing car show, we can get a tank to Ukraine.
Thank you. And so I'm just gratified that, because there's a part of me that says this country has exposed, and I'm talking about Russia, exposed themselves as posers, mm-hmm. that the big scary Russian empire is not what they've said it was. And yes, do they have nukes? Yeah, you have to be aware of that. Mm-hmm. They're crazies over there. But at the same time, they don't want to be annihilated, most of them. And so I think this is a ground war, and help Ukraine. And look what they've done. Look what the Ukrainians have done with nothing.
Yeah.
With nothing. So get those tanks over. And as far as those little,
it's a leopard tank. We will send the leopard tank. Is that any relation to the Panzer?
Is the Panzer? And by the way,
I do like the name Germany, the leopard tank. I think that's a cool
name. Yeah, but Germany,
name.
With your side of history, to be perfectly honest with you, don't you need a win?
Try a little harder, please.
Try a little tenderness. So get them over there and do it now. How do you feel about it, Rob?
I think it's great that they're helping out, but they should be more urgent about it. Absolutely. What? And it took too long to get to this point.
Is tank warfare antiquated, though? I feel like it's antiquated.
No, it's not. Well, not for ground war.
Not over there. Over there, they're using tanks. Look at the column that they blew up when they were first coming into Kyiv. Mm-hmm. Remember that? That was tank after tank after tank after tank. They were crappy tanks, but they were tanks nonetheless. That's what it was.
There is a need. I don't know enough about modern warfare. I play too much Call of Duty to feel like I could just get a drone and drop a bomb, and then that's curtains.
My son's playing a tournament and said he could win $5,000.
Oh.
Now, if that happens, I might cultivate that interest.
Yeah,
of course.
He
could be
an
influencer.
Why would you think so? Yeah.
I mean, So he's playing with his buddy, and they got into the top 10 of their little competition.
Nice.
You know, I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Has your son learned at school yet about percentages?
He will. He was talking about to me today? He was talking about wanting to be a lawyer, saying he likes to argue. I said, yeah, you can say that again. I get that. And just enjoying that. And he said, and Dad, if I get a law degree, that'll give me lots of options. He's 9.
I love him.
He's 9 years old.
It's frightening.
I love it.
It's so great. It's frightening, though. Yeah. He's so ahead of the
driven.
Game.
Driven.
Yeah.
I was 14 and I was going to, man, my voice is deep enough. Maybe I can get a girl.
Options.
No, you were 14. Were you working at that hardware store? And the guy's like.
That was 16.
Oh, 16. What was the line?
Cats Creative Decorating.
What did he say to
you? He went back to making it Cats Hardware. I think he still owns it today. He's got to be.
He said overall this isn't working out or something.
Generally, things haven't worked out. And then my father was on the phone with him. And I remember my father's quote, well, not on your scale of values, Dick. Hangs up. I'm like, Daddy.
Wow.
Only time my father fought a battle for me.
That's
my father was when we mooned Robin Riley. Well, I didn't moon her, but the guys after we had been at friendlies, they mooned
Robin Riley. We don't know
Robin
the story. We have, this is the first time I'm ever hearing the story in my life.
You never told this story.
I never told this story?
No, never. I tend to remember all mooning stories.
Anything involved with friendlies.
I am hanging out as a sophomore. I'm hanging out with juniors and seniors.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, or it might have been, no, I was a sophomore because I was a dummy. And I'm hanging out with the older kids in high school. And one of the things I used to do was a fake sneeze in somebody's hair. I didn't get any goo or wet or anything, but I get him back and I go, "Ech," like that. And fun would ensue.
Funny.
Sure.
So what happens is I'm at Friendly's and Robin Riley's there and everybody used to, you know, pick on Robin. I was a bully. There we go. I guess that would be bullying. No, so I do the fake sneeze right next to Robin Riley. And I go off to the senior table, and everybody's like, "Oh, Mara, oh, Mara, that's funny, oh, Mara." And I'm like,
"Can I sit here, boys?"
"There we go, boys." And I sit at Friendly's. I get up, I leave. The other guys leave too. The upperclassmen are in a van, and they take off in like one of their dad's or mom's vans, and they see on Route 2 Robin Riley driving the car. They don't see the passenger side. And they drive and they pass her on Route 2 and somebody slides open the door and moons her.
Right.
What they didn't know is that her mom was in the passenger side. She's letting Robin drive.
Mooning is a sign of disrespect, Mike.
The phone rings that evening at the O'Mara household. And Mike O'Mara is summoned to the Glastonbury Police Department.
Oh no.
Yeah. And I hear my dad on the phone. Yeah, okay. All right. And they're all down there. You want them all down there at what time? At 7 o'clock? All right. Oh, no, I won't do that. Not necessary. Hangs up the phone. You're going down to the police station for something you did at Friendly's.
What? Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's your problem. Go down and deal with it.
Wow.
And I got down there and all the daddies.
And you're a sophomore.
And I'm a sophomore and all the daddies are next to their sons. And my dad was like, "You deal with it. You made that bed." And then it's just a kid thing. Right?
Sure.
So they're just going around
it's
the table.
It's still scary.
Yeah.
It's still scary. But the one cop looks over and looks at me. And this is a direct quote. This is a true story. And looks over at me and says, "Okay, O'Mara, are you the sneezer?" True story.
That's great. That is great.
So somebody had already given some.
She had mentioned me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the entire story of the entire evening and what had happened.
Okay.
And because she mentioned me by name.
You got pulled in.
Let's round them all up and bring them down there.
How was the perp line for identification? Did they all have
they
to,
were all there. And,
did they have to the face one, the wall?
I know the guy that mooned her because he was the same guy that used to streak.
Oh, he was one
streaker.
Of those?
Yeah. He liked, you know.
Sure.
I have one in college, too. I have one in college. That they're guys that just like to show their balls, period.
Yeah.
They're just, they're
right
out there.
Right, pony?
Yeah. Well, Tim Allen.
Sometimes
you have to.
You know, by the way. But this is just to add this to the list of why I can't run for Congress.
How did you roll? Yeah. How did you roll out of there?
He said, "Don't do it again, blah, blah. You guys are next time, and this is going to be a heavy
What'd
bye-bye.
Your dad
see
say?
You later." He didn't say a goddamn word to me.
Oh.
He was listening to a symphony, smoking a cigarette, and drinking Birkenberry blended whiskey. I didn't say anything to him. Went right up to bed.
Good night, Mom.
I don't want to talk to Dad. I love you, Father. Oh, you're doing it again.
I love it.
I know it's been a long time
love
since
you
heard from me. But the boss sent out a proclamation that we all have to listen to. Now, he wants you to share the show. That means let your friends tell their friends and their other friends that the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. And they can go to TMOS.com to check out the bonus show. And they can go on the TikTok and the Instagram for snippets of the show. Do it today. The boss asked you. And let your friends be a friend of ours.
Capiche,
we now return you to the man, the myth, the legend, Mike O'Mara.
Thanks, Paulie. Hey, January means resolutions, fitness goals, and lifestyle changes. But if you really want to put the new you to the test, Harry's can help you, my friends. Whether you want to go from Bigfoot to competitive swimmer, or be the innovator who brings back the soul patch. Nice!
Nice!
Harry's has the tools for your closest, cleanest shave ever. We all use Harry's because we all love Harry's. I have all the things and stuff. And right now, the Truman Shave Trial Set is a $15 value for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. It includes a 5-blade German-engineered razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. Plus, you, ladies and gentlemen, can schedule replacement blade delivery whenever you need them with refills as low as $2 each. And Harry's is still offering a no-risk trial. Don't like your shave? No worries. On them. No matter how new your new you is, look sharp all year long with Harry's. Get a $15 Truman Shave Trial Set for just $3. Yes, Nikki. At harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS for a $3 trial set. All right, NFL fans. Time to bring the man in, the legend, Nicholas Diamond, to talk about the NFL as we wind it down, baby. Yeah, my team's not in it, but I will tell you, I'm pretty excited, especially with the NFC, because I believe we've got the two best teams in the championship game. And now, with a very blurry background, which means he might be in the witness protection program, we give you the one, the only, Nicholas Diamond. Hi, Nikki. How are you today?
I am well, Mike, and yes, the blur is it's a metaphor for right now. I'm in an in-between phase, not quite sure where I'm headed, but I do believe I can see clearly into the future, and I believe that my situation is about to greatly improve, and in 2 weeks, I will tell you all about that on the season finale of Nikki Diamond.
The season finale.
Wow.
There is, Nikki, I have to say, there is something about your particular look today that is really winning.
Is that Lululemon you're wearing?
What's that there, Bermuda boy?
It just seems like it's athletic gear that's not usually your style.
Well, you know, it's when I went on the treadmill, listened to all 3,000 episodes. I had quite the workout. Burned 15 calories. Yeah.
So many steps, Nikki. Nikki, Nikki. It has been a, I think, look, maybe because I'm biased because of my Giants having the year they had. It's been a fun, interesting NFL season. I've enjoyed it. I think it's been a great season. What do you think?
Well, I think it's been a great season because I don't ever remember a time where we've got to four left and there's no real favorite. There's no real underdog. All four, you can make the case. They're 1A, 1B, they're right there.
Yep. And
so the four best teams have made it. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Jimmy Cerrito. I don't know what to tell you. The Giants, you had a great run, but you know, yes, at some point you get to your max.
Yeah.
You maxed out on the team this year. You got
did you pick the Bills? You picked the Bills, didn't you?
We look forward, Mike. We look forward. That's what we do. We're forward facing. It's not about TMOS 3000. It's about the TMOS the next 3000.
Yes.
We're always moving
ahead.
You can never
fantastic.
Relax.
That's awesome. All right.
You're either moving forward or you're moving backwards. Somebody said that. Maybe it was just me. I don't know. Or running with my athletic gear, Bermuda boy. Okay.
All right, well, let's get to the down to four. It's down to four. Let's get to the big games this weekend, Nicholas Diamond.
We'll start with the Eagles and the 49ers. Brock Purdy, what a rookie. Fifth time now rookies have played in the NFC or AFC title game. They are 0-4. About to be 0-5. Blowing 5. Not blowing for you, for Purdy.
Yeah.
Look, the Eagles, they have the third most sacks in the history of the NFL, the most since the 85 Bears. You remember them? They were incredible. Oh my God. Wow. So they're going to Super Bowl shuffle all the way to the Super Bowl, but also bet on D-Glow Samuel to get yourself an anytime touchdown. Absolutely. And then, of course, more the Chiefs and the Bengals. Patrick Mahomes, he has a high ankle sprain. I once got high and sprained my ankle. I didn't miss a night out. So, hey, we are not the same. Suck it up, Patty, baby. It's just an ankle. You throw with your arm. You have an arm. You got a cannon, okay? You don't need a friggin' ankle. You'll be just fine. Nobody beats the Chiefs four times in a row. Are you serious, Joe Burrow? Get out of here with this cigar, okay? Eli Apple, you're trash. Yeah, you're great on Twitter. Well, then just retire and stay on Twitter. You can't play corner. You're going to get Bert, okay? I'm going to go the Chiefs with your fantasy player of the week, the Carla. It's not Patrick McLones. It's Isaiah Pacheco. He's going to rush for 2 touchdowns, baby. Out of nowhere. You heard it here first. Nicky Diamond. Going to be a great Super Bowl. We'll be back in 2 weeks with my new home in Ohio. I'm so excited to light them up, baby. See you to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Can't understand him. Feel like I'm watching Young Frankenstein. That's what I feel like.
And he's gone.
That's it. We got to get out of here. We're running late.
What were his picks back again?
He picked the Eagles and he picked the Chiefs.
Thank you,
Mike. Real
how
quick,
how bad is Mahomes' ankle sprain? That's what I want to know.
There's a video circulating of him stepping off a podium from a press conference. He did land flat. I don't know. We'll find out,
Mike. Ooh, and real quick, yeah. I want to mention that Nicky Diamond says if you want to laugh, you can bet on Magoobies.
Let's do it.
The smart money Magoobies is on David Koechner. Yes, Mike, the smart money's on David Koechner and a guy named Rob Mayer for the best stand-up and office trivia with Todd Packer, February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at Magoobies, magoobiesjokehouse.com. All sales
do
are
it.
Final.
Do it.
Hey, before we go to commercial break here.
Stop that.
AT&T free message. Valued customer, thanks for doing business with AT&T. We'll text you soon for some... Come on. God damn it. We'll text you soon for some feedback about your contact with Myra.
Oh.
Oh, you're going to get feedback.
Oh, here we go.
Myra, who did Bupkis. Now, Tanya. From DirecTV did everything.
Yeah. I mean, everything.
That sounded filthy. Now you can hit the thing. God almighty. We've got the Town of Sound coming up next on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Oh, Myra.
Myra. We'll be right back, everybody. Oh, Myra.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm Twitch. Will you be an angel for a helpless creature? It's a new year, and it's also a renewed chance to show you care. Do you have room in your heart this year? Do you have room in your home? Do you have room to adopt Jim Amato?
I won't take up much room.
For just pennies a day, Jim Amato can live comfortably in your home.
I'm almost completely housebroken.
Those same pennies a day will bring you a year's worth of joy and laughter when you subscribe to the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show.
I'll mow your lawn.
And remember, if you're cold, Jim Amato is cold.
I'm so cold.
Bring him inside with you.
Sad.
Thank you.
So sad. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. And can I just say, Nicky Diamond, what a great season.
Yes.
And always a pleasure. I look forward to his Super Bowl report coming up in a couple of weeks here. And I agree with his pick. Nah, I don't know. I think Joe Burrow's got the Chiefs number. And I don't think that they, with the snow and everything, we'll see. I don't know. What am I going to go with?
That's why they play the game, Mike.
We got to do it. I got to do it today. So I'm going to go Philadelphia. As much as I hate to see Philadelphia win, I think they're going to win. And I think I'm going to go with Cincinnati. Cincinnati's going to win the Chiefs Bengals game.
Really?
Yeah, that's what
Chiefs,
I think.
Chiefs San Fran.
San Fran. That'll be fun. A lot of us are Philly's stuck inside. Chiefs. What's that?
I say Philly's Chiefs. Not Philly's
Chiefs.
Eagles okay. Chiefs, yeah.
This is football.
What's so. That?
Maybe you should have stayed quiet there. You wanted to participate. Philly. And I think that's noble.
Thank you.
All right.
I call them
so
the Phillies.
Rob has the Flyers. A lot of us are stuck inside wondering what else is out there, but feeling like it takes too much time and effort to explore. But now you can discover it all with fun, fast, and foldable electric e-bike. From quick errands to outdoor adventures, electric e-bikes will transform how you get around. They cost way less than the competition with quality, feature-filled models financed as low as $133 per month. You can go up to 45 miles on a charge and reach up to 28 miles per hour with the powerful 500-watt motor, which is now quieter. Plus, electric e-bikes are foldable. They ship free. They are fully assembled. You'll be on the road in no time. A stronger rear rack supports everything you need for day-to-day rides or longer trips. Oscar is flying all over the district. You got to come to D.C. just to see him. You can't miss him. If you come to this city, you want to go see the monuments, you want to come to the Smithsonian, you'll be sitting there, walking in and saying, man, that was a full-size plane they put in there. And all of a sudden you'll hear... And Oscar will go flying by That's on his electric e-bike.
Yep.
It's incredible. Get out there and make this year your most adventurous one yet with electric e-bikes. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C, ebikes.com. And it's time for the Town of Sound, people.
Sound.
Town.
Sound.
Town.
Town.
Town. We call this Stereophonic Sound.
Sound Town.
Just remember the Super Bowl, Mike. Phillies and Royals. It's going to be
Phillies
big.
Phillies and Royals. It's going to be amazing.
MVP not, George
hey, by
Brett.
The way, if it's not the Reds Giants.
So, did you see the tape of the guy from Uber Eats on the basketball court?
No.
It was a McDonald's delivery from Uber Eats, and the guy wanders onto the basketball court while play is going on.
Oh, my God. I had not seen that.
And the thing is he's so aimless in his wandering. And then the ref, they reference the fact that the ref is receiving the food. The ref is not receiving the food. He just told the guy to
Is this an NBA game?
This was Loyola last night. The Loyola
it's a college game.
It's a college
Division
game.
One college.
Yeah,
right.
It's a big deal. It's a sold out stadium. And then this guy just wanders on.
We got an official's timeout. And somebody came on the floor. Uber Eats delivery or something there is carrying some McDonald's.
Maybe, was he going to deliver the McDonald's to somebody on the court?
That's an Uber Eats sticker. Let's see if we can see this. No, this is going to be the turnover in the
corner. There he is, there in the corner. Yeah, yay, yay.
So this guy's actually, who's he delivering it to?
The ref. The ref said later. Give it to me later. Not now.
He was later seen on the concourse still looking for the person to give the McDonald's food.
He's
to.
On so the they court.
Never, they never saw the delivery.
He has the drink and the straw. As a man who's received McDonald's from Uber Eats, this is a classic move where the satchel is sealed, the drink and the straw is on top, pro move.
Yeah.
Except he's walking around the arena like he's walking around an open gym.
Mike, he was about 3 or 4 feet from actual gameplay.
He was on the court.
Okay, yeah. Here's the main question I have.
Yeah.
How does he get in there without a ticket? How is he able to walk into the game with a Division I school? You have to have, I would assume, a ticket.
Student, that was it.
Yeah,
that's
the least of their problems. Anyway, I hope the guy enjoyed his fries. Have you ever gone to a movie theater and requested fresh popcorn?
Never.
No.
Yeah.
Who would ever
have you?
Do that?
No, I never have. And the fact is, you shouldn't.
In fact, I never have, Mike.
This is a viral video from a snack bar employee at a movie theater who says, don't ask for fresh popcorn.
I need the freshest popcorn. I need you to make me a batch right now. And if you don't, I'm not getting any. You actually don't want the popcorn that's directly out of the kettle because it's so hot. It's still this like warm, like mush ball. It's not good. You want popcorn that has been sitting there for an hour or so, maybe. We're making popcorn all day long. It's not been sitting there for days on end, but popcorn actually doesn't go stale for at least about a week, but you're never going to have popcorn a week old at a movie theater, just so you know.
So you don't need it to be fresh. Actually, you don't want it to be fresh. I thought that was fascinating.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Redenbacher.
And also, Mike, I have to mention this for Carrie because she had a crush on this young man back in 1977. Does the name Lance Kerwin mean anything to you?
It sounds vaguely familiar, but I don't know. No.
He played James in James at 15.
No walking stick. He don't need no ball.
Which was a drama, the first drama to really embrace what it was like to be a teen. And he was the star of it.
And this is late 70s?
77 into 78, yeah.
Well, I was 18.
So it might have been too young for you then.
But James was 17 and I was 18.
Well, James was 15 and then 16. They actually changed the name in the theme song to James at 16.
And then Elvis died and everything.
And everyone went to crap. Yeah, anyway, yeah, so rest in peace. James Kerwin, he was 62. The weird thing is when a child star dies, all the other child stars like come to life and post on Twitter. And it's creepy because I see people that are roughly my age that like were in Escape to Witch Mountain, talking about how horrifying this is. But
what did the guy with the big Schwanstucker say? Screech. What did he have something to say?
He doesn't say anything anymore.
He's died.
Oh, Screech is dead.
Screech is dead.
Screech died.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Shortly after the fake porno he made, right?
He had a good 5-year run, but before the Bayside reboot came out.
Yeah, and perhaps it was best. He was not well liked.
Man, I swear to God, Screech is dead. And Mario Lopez is going to live forever. Strange, strange world.
And your hand hurts. It's nothing's fair.
That's not fair.
So this is, I loved this because I count me among them. This is what Pearl Jam sounds like to people who are not fans of Pearl Jam. So I'm not a particular Pearl Jam fan. You're close.
This is funny. You gotta laugh at this.
I might do that tomorrow.
What's
that? I might do a mashup of
your own rendition.
I'll do a Pearl Jam and
of Even Flow.
Nah, I'll be too. I won't have enough energy to do that.
Mike, I think you're a fighter. That's all I got.
Oh, that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
I made it. All right.
You did, attaboy.
You did it.
You're a very fighter. Proud of
that. I got a position that didn't hurt. I couldn't find one at the beginning of the show. I swear to God, it was weird. Mm. So hopefully, I'll tell you something. My doc. He's a new doc that I got. And he's like, I don't think it's anything to worry about. Just give it a couple of days. I'm smacking him with my good hand.
Yes.
Okay. It's been 2 days already. Ass. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Bonus show, people. Subscribe to our bonus show.
Yes.
Make sure you go grab that. It's really, really good. Our thanks to Nikki Diamond, and we'll be back with a bonus show tomorrow. And for all the people that said those incredibly nice things about 3,000, God bless all you real good. Yes. We'll see you in New Orleans on April 15th. And tickets, a couple of them are still available. Four tickets left for New Orleans, Louisiana. April 15th at the House of Blues for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. And send me the fart, Rob.
Of course. And may God bless.
Yes. Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello. 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 Hello.
I think I just wet myself.